got married again, uncle got married again, there was nothing for us to stay there for, so we kind of went separate ways. So I ended up in Chelan with my dad then, and then I was there for him for a while, and I worked for a farmer.
So how far did you get in school?
Good 7.
Okay. Many things are different.
Oh yeah, of course.
Work, education, and social activities when you were young. What are some of these differences?
Pardon?
What are some of these differences?
What are the differences now?
From back then in entertainment, work, education, and social activities.
Well, I don't think there was anything like that. No social activities, not that I knew. Everybody just went to school, went home, and did some chores at home.
What about stuff that you did with your friends and neighbors and stuff?
Well, that was visiting with the kids. Other kids that lived about half a mile apart was the closest neighbor on the farm, you know.
So, did your neighbors and all sometimes get together and do stuff?
Yeah, church was the most important thing, I guess, those days. Got together at church, then leave church about maybe afternoon, because they have, in here is different now too, and then they used to have sales outside the church, and people used to stay there for hours after church. That was the...
What were your main activities as a child?
What kind of activities?
What were your main activities?
Oh, I don't know.
Working on the farm or something?
Yeah. Milking cows, feeding pigs, feeding chickens, cleaning barns. That was it.
What games did you play?
I used to play ball at one, that time, softball in school. That was the only, and football. Or soccer, they call it soccer, another one is kick. Soccer.
Did you have parties, school concerts, dances?
Yeah. Christmas concerts and things like that.
What about parties and dances?
Not the school kids.
What about the older ones?
Well, yeah, they had it. They used to have an old church that they had there. After they built a new church, which I was still at, I'm the church, you know. And the book from the back. This would be a good information. This is the beginning of a church, you know, that was a church, I guess. These are all the people that were, you know, this is the new church that was built in what year? It says 1921 or something. Still there. That was our communication down there, yes.
So you walk to these events, eh?
Pardon?
Did you walk to these events? Or
well, of course, nobody, that was just a horse and buggy then, and little gumbo roads, and bare feet most of the time.
Sounds like
to school.
Fun.
Pardon?
Sounds like fun.
Well, I guess it was fun to us, we didn't know any better. We had one pair of boots, I guess, that lasted summer and winter, I guess.
So what did you use instead of electricity?
Electricity?
Yeah.
With coal oil lamp. Electricity. There was no electricity, there was no running water. You have to either melt snow or ice for washing your clothes and all that. And electricity, there was no such thing. If you had two lamps in the house and walk for one. If you had three rooms in the house, that was a big house.
What were you doing during the war years?
The war years?
Mm-hmm.
I was married there. I was in Kelvington, Saskatchewan.
Did the war affect you very much?
No, I don't think so.
Where did you work after you finished school?
Nope. Worked for a farmer, milking cows and things like that. I worked there for a couple of years, I guess. And then got married in 1936.
What was the opinion of working women then?
Pardon?
What was the opinion of working women then?
What do you mean?
What
did you give them out or what?
What was the opinion?
The opinion?
Yeah.
What do you mean by opinion?
The way people thought about working women.
I don't think there was really too many working women those days. You know, each one whoever had a farm, they worked on the farms.
Do you have any children?
Yeah, I have two. One got killed in 1963 over here, and one is here right now. It was a thing from Toronto. Just came yesterday.
Do you have any grandchildren?
One.
Why did you move to Hazleton?
Why?
Yeah.
Of the mine? Silver Standard? Yeah. They came here in 51. We worked down there at Silver Standard. The mine got closed in 57, I guess. So, from there, and he wanted to work with the highway still here. Then he got sick, and then he had to quit working. Not of age, of health. Good work in 78.
What was the Hazletons like when you first came here?
Well, we thought we were going to stay here for maybe a month or so. He had been here for 37 years. No, I wasn't very much here. I think there was three cars, maybe. All the hotels that are here, they only had, maybe seven tables to their bar, whatever you call them. They're still the same one, except Old Town, the one that one that burned down, you know, and they built a new one. But South Town and this one here, they just gotten bigger, that's all in the same place.
So what was your first impressions of the Hazletons?
Well, I thought it looked terrible. I was never seen many natives like that. I was scared of the natives. Even when I was in the prayers, when I see a native, they were so different. You know, they used to have braids, they used to run around in moccasins and a horse team or a dog team. And there used to be a whole bunch of them there all the time. I see any native, which I was only 13, they were so used to run in the bush though, because I was scared of them. But now. Now you see, and so many of them now, because they were different then, you know. These are educated ones before they were dumb, you know.
Mm-hmm. How did you get here?
Huh?
How did you get here?
On the bus. They used to live in 2 miles there, just above your grandpa's there. You know where Dickie Smith lives? Above your grandpa's, that big house, that kind of high off the ground? Well, we were just, there was another house, and I guess they made one out of two. Above your, Alec is your grandpa, right?
Yeah.
And so those houses there where your dad is was just a one-room shack. And then they built a lean to it, which made it three little rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one next to it was a bit bigger. It always had three rooms, but I think it's got a little bit more now. And we had one room shack, and then Alan Dance, that he was the landlord, he built us another couple of little rooms there, which we had three.
Mm.
And then from there we moved in. In 59 we moved in here. I think you know Jesus, and I've been here ever since. Well, is that going in here while I'm talking?
That was too much like. It was,
but you know, the world hasn't changed very much. There were, your dad lived, or your grandpa lived, is the same. There was another house that burned down next to him that used to be Olive Malin and Jim. Jim died a long time ago, and he's in the, an Olive, that is Frank Pipe's sister. You know Frank Pipe?
Yeah,
I know. Well, she died a few years ago down in the Lime or wherever she was. And there was another log house there, for that barn house is now, that burned down. So that part of the 2 miles is not, it's all there, only worse now, I think. It used to be kind of a, and the one by the creek in there is really terrible now. That's the creek there in the Lawrence lived, Lawrence place is clean now, but shouldn't say that because there's somebody that read that. Eh?